It wasn't every day a bombshell like this walked into my office. She had lips the color of blood and blue eyes that could melt the heart of even a hardened old PI like me. I knew she was trouble the minute I laid eyes on her, just like 100 other guys with 100 other stories like mine. But there was something special about this one, I could tell. Or at least I thought I could. For all I know, I could have been so blinded by her looks that I'd have come up with any excuse to take the case. Aloe barbadensis, also known as the lily of the desert, has long been recognized for its moisturizing properties. When the leaves of the aloe vera plant are crushed, the fragmentation of mucilaginous cells produces a clear gel-like substance containing nitrogen, sulfur, and mucopolysaccharide compounds that have been scientifically proven to stimulate healing. The character Sherlock Holmes was introduced in A Study in Scarlet in 1887, but didn't really take hold of the public's imagination until Strand magazine published a series of short stories called The Adventures of Sherlock Holmes. Once he caught on, the public couldn't get enough of Holmes and his sturdy confidant, the retired military doctor, John H. Watson. Residing in London at 221 Baker Street, the great detective's personality set him apart from any other character of the time. Hi, I'm Robert Munro Jr. Thanks for listening.